Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music podcast. My name is Joe Lynch, and I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschutz.
What is up, man?
Podcast, that's what's up.
Whoa!
And Lindsay Havens.
Hello.
Your intro is not quite as emphatic as Jason's.
I know.
Well, you know what it was? I forgot. I wasn't on the last Must Hear Music.
That's true.
That's what that was.
So how does it feel? Is it good to be back?
Yeah,
clearly.
I missed it.
Did you listen to it?
I did not. No. Yeah. Did you guys trash me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. We dragged you.
Maybe don't listen to that one.
That's fine. Now I actually am going to listen to it.
We mostly just like did Jason impersonations the whole time.
Yeah.
Actually, we didn't talk about too many memes.
But
that would have been a good idea. Well. But yeah, so this pod, we've got some St. Vincent, some Pink. What else do we have? The new Kurt and Courtney. Kiara, and what is the other one I'm missing?
Dagny.
Oh,
man.
Dagny.
Yeah,
exactly. I forgot the biggest one.
Come on.
But let's start with, because two-thirds of the podcast are, well, you know, actually let's start with Pink, because I think there's a lot of interesting things to talk about with that one. So the song is Pink featuring Eminem. It's Revenge. It's from Pink's new album, Beautiful Trauma. A lot of people forgot. I gotta be honest, like, I liked Pink's last album a lot, and I totally forgot that Eminem was on it. So I was like, this is a cool pairing.
That was a bummer.
And then
I forgot that too.
When I listened, and then I was like, oh, they actually did collaborate like 5 years ago. Re-listened to that song. It's called Here Comes the Weekend. Not a good song.
A tough song.
It's a bummer. And that was a good album, actually.
Yeah.
But like, that was just like a real, like, ugh. But this song, anyways, it's a new one called Revenge. I think it's like the second track on the album.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We can get into Eminem and his verse aside from that, but it's a very like fun, I think it's one of like the most enjoyable songs on the new album. It's got kind of this like country-like guitar, this really bouncy organ. It's just kind of this like basically like a tongue-in-cheek like revenge, like I'm, you know, screwing over my lover for cheating on me. I'm like tracking them down, making them pay for this.
Like the ABC show Revenge.
Very much like the ABC show Revenge. Yeah. It's kind of like the Kesha song, Hunt You Down. It's like,
yeah, it is a little bit.
And also because it has like that light country vibe. But like the lyrics are hilarious. Like in one sentence, she goes from like referencing DiCaprio in The Revenant to Abel from the Bible, you know. Yeah, I mean, how's that?
That was,
for
that was a tough one too.
You didn't like that?
No,
I thought that was
the
awesome.
The song starts with Pink going like Leo in The Revenant. I was like, what's going on?
I like that.
Here?
It's fun. It's just like it's I'm, Pink. Like, don't I'm give good. Me, you know, not giving a fuck. It's when's, being goofy.
When's the last time you thought of The Revenant?
I mean, I didn't even see
when
it.
I
was like,
this.
I saw the trailer and I couldn't. I was like, I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
Did you see that movie?
No, I haven't seen most movies. It's a true statement.
It's a weird thing to say. Lindsay, what did you think of Pink?
I don't. Well, Pink, I love. This song, I would not have picked this song, personally.
Ooh, all right.
If you listen, it actually sort of sounds very similar to Atmosphere's The Best Day in terms of the beat and production. Like, listen to them back to back, and you're like,
wow.
What?
Interesting.
Yeah. So maybe that's why I'm a little turned off by it. I love the Atmosphere song, but I don't want to hear it with Pink and Eminem on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't love that it's like a goofy track. I would have preferred to talk about like Whatever You Like, or What About Us, the two.
We can talk about. Well, I think we did talk about.
Yeah,
what
those
about
have both
us
been
before,
mentioned, but I still like those probably the best off the album right now.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's fun, I guess.
This reminds me of True Love, the song on her last album with Lily Allen.
Yes.
When Lily Allen was like very briefly not called Lily Allen. Do you remember that?
I remember that. Until you said it, I forgot about it, though.
Yeah. But but that's the thing is like, so Pink, just like True Love, Pink drives this song. And then, but where True Love has Lily Allen just kind of give a very light assist. She kind of, I think she only has like four bars on it. She kind of gets in and gets out. Like Eminem, it's just like, he just like dominates this whole song in a very like saggy way. You know what I mean? It's just like,
saggy?
I think that it just kind of
like
brings.
Screen Actors Guild?
Yeah. Yeah. When I was just like, that's very Screen Actors Guildy, Eminem. He kind of drags the energy of the song down, and it's like the opposite of what you want a guest verse to do, because I think the song with no guest verse is fine. Like I think it's I don't think it's amazing, but I think it's a good Pink song. And then like he comes in and it's like, all right, like it's just like his contribution is like pretty lengthy, and I don't know, it doesn't really fit. No,
I don't know. I thought it fit. I think it's just the same sort of like. Like angry, vengeful, sort of like tongue-in-cheek thing. Although with him, like
shockingly from Eminem,
he sounds so. He always sounds so vicious that, like, you know, even when the tongue's in cheek, it still comes across as rather threatening.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was. I mean, I wouldn't call it like. It's musically fun, and then like subject-wise, is kind of like speaks to that. That like weird jealous part of relationships where you're. Very angry about something very serious, but then trying to kind of present it in a...
To, like, play it off.
Yeah, exactly, like, play it off like it's not a big deal, actually, which is a trick that, you know, country music has been doing for quite some time, and I think that makes sense that there's some country guitar in here. I don't know, I liked it. I thought it was enjoyable for me, but I guess now you guys are, like, changing my mind. Now I'm like, oh, maybe I didn't like this.
That's the thing, is I like the song, I just didn't think the Eminem verse fit.
I thought it was okay.
Well, what do you think about Eminem's verse on this song versus Eminem's anti-Trump screed?
Oh,
what a question!
A nice pivot. yeah, you know, I don't know. Like, I'm not an Eminem fan at all. Like,
shocking.
Not even a tiny bit. So like, cool that he also hates Trump, but like, bummer that like it's Eminem. That's my take.
What about you? I mean, do you have thoughts on that?
I don't have much of a take. I'm still, like, digesting it. I mean, I loved the cipher that he did.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of weird timing, and I don't know if it was thought through at all that happened, and then this song was just released.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, whoa, all of a sudden there's kind of, like, a lot of Eminem, you know?
Yeah, he's back.
Like, apparently.
Yeah, he's coming back.
So, yeah, I think I'm still thinking about the timing, and I truly, like, I have no idea if that was... In his
probably
mind
not coincidental.
At all.
I mean,
they're just like two very starkly different.
It might have been coincidental. I mean, he's done these ciphers for BET Hip Hop Awards before. You know, this Pink verse was recorded like a while ago.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it might have been coincidental, but I was a little flipped before. I mean, look, obviously he's like technically one like. Technical rapping wise, he's like clearly one of the best rappers in the world, if not maybe the best rapper right now, in terms of just like wordplay. But yeah, I just have never been a big Eminem guy, so
yeah. I mean, I love the first two albums, I think they're great, but I have definitely 100% lost interest over the years. Not like I don't check in, but it's just like,
hey, Joe.
Yeah, exactly. Give a
just
ring,
checking in.
Just checking in.
How
so
you doing?
What are you
an
up
update.
To these days? I thought, I mean, just not, yeah, I know we're not talking about that, but the cipher, like kind of lost in the conversation for me. It was like, yeah, it's good. Like, he had some good points politically, but I kind of just, like, the rapping didn't sound as good as he usually does. It seemed like a little, like...
I think it's the beard.
Maybe it's the beard. I don't know.
I thought he looked great. I think he looks, like, very healthy in that video.
He, like, sounded a little exhausted the whole time. It just didn't,
that's fair.
Work for me. I don't know.
Well,
but that's just one man's opinion. It doesn't matter. What does anything I say matter?
Wow.
Nothing at all.
Nihilist.
Taking a turn.
Nihilist turn.
But all right, so let's listen to it. It's Pink featuring Eminem. Song is called Revenge and is on the new Pink album, Beautiful Trauma. We could do revenge, 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 revenge. Together, together, together. We could take
revenge, revenge, revenge. Revenge is sweet. Well, in the beginning, we felt like we was meant to be. I fell for you and skinned my knee, but hell with any injury. Eventually, you'll get up gingerly. Feels like it'll take a century to heal, but just know that I will. But fuck trying to make amends, I'd rather take revenge. You're sticking safety pins inside my atrium. Your day begins at 8 p.m., you hit the ATM and mama's...
All right, that is new Pink and Eminem. Let's do a Jason pick. So we got Gucci featuring the Migos.
Ooh.
I Get the Bag. So... Jason, what is the bag?
Well, Joe, it's like when you go to like ShopRite and you're checking out, somebody's going to pay if you're with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to pay. And then if you have a bag, you don't want, if you only have one bag, you don't necessarily want to take the whole shopping cart out and bring that to your car. So either you or whoever you're with says, Hey, I get the bag.
Mm-hmm.
I get the bag. So to me, that's what Gucci Mane and Migos, they're checking out and maybe they're making like a nice like afternoon snack. Maybe a
That nice... explains the music video.
Yeah. So, and Gucci's like, hey, Quavo, Offset, I get the bag today. Like, that's
okay.
They're like, thank you. that's obviously all false, but I will say
we just see like so many listeners drop out.
I think they actually, I think the listenership went up there. No, it's just like I think this song came out. I'm not sure when. I discovered it maybe a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It came out a while ago. Yeah,
but the album just dropped today, right?
Yeah, the album's out today. Yeah. The 13th, and we were talking earlier today about how much Gucci Mane has released over the past year and a half, and how like the quality is still kind of high, and this is a song that could have very easily been phoned in, but is like really fun and really exciting, and just kind of plays on the strengths of Gucci and, you know, Migos, who, again, it's like we talked a couple months ago about like Migos oversaturation, and it's kind of nice to hear them getting back to their, I don't want to say getting back to their roots a little bit, but like just making like a really fun, like straightforward rap anthem with Gucci. So I like it.
Lindsay? I too like this song.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just a fun song to have on. It's not something I'd be like, I want to listen to this song by Gucci Mane right now. You know, I wouldn't like go to it.
I think you might actually.
Yeah.
A big Atlanta rap fan.
Huge Atlanta rap fan.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the album as a whole, there's so many impressive guests on it too.
Yeah.
Like, I love the song with Big Sean. The one with Nicki is great.
Yeah.
He has The Weeknd on there.
Yep.
Overall, it's a great album. And did you look at the album artwork at all?
Yes.
It's just like Gucci cleaned up, you know? Like, nice little silhouette.
I know, Mr. Davis.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That's Mr. Davis.
That's pardon Mr. Me. Davis to you.
Yeah, I liked it. I love Migos, like tossing in the drop tops. Like, basically just like, it's like such a fun celebratory thing, being like, this is our like meme lyric from a number one hit that was ubiquitous for a while, and now we're just gonna like toss it around randomly in songs whenever we feel like it because it's fun. And the song's good. You know, it's a good like pretty straightforward trap beat. It's just like good vibing music. You know, like not like you're getting like super into it, but you're just kind of like slowly nodding along. You know, like going along with it.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I think the Migos album is one of my favorite albums of the year, and it's a good mix of really, like, I don't want to say experimental, but like really daring stuff, like in terms of production and their flows, and then it's all, but it also has like a good mix of just like very hearty, like pleasurable hip hop, and I feel like this is in kind of that second category that it's like this isn't taking any chances, but it's like really, like really fun and just like you said, kind of vibey.
Yeah, cool. Well, let's give a listen. So it's Gucci Mane featuring Migos. I Get the Bag.
Hey, I Get the Bag.
Hey, no, let me.
Hey, I Get the Bag.
Let's play it. Got too far, hoes, they DM me.
you feel the heat. Be real with me, keep it 100, just be real with me. Eat it up like it's a feast. They say the dope on fleek. I know that these niggas getting sick of me. These chains on my neck cause a meal a piece. I don't even like to freestyle for free. I put in the key and I ride the beat. I don't even come out the house for free. I pay a nigga to drive for me. JJ couldn't even go sign for me. I do what I want cause I'm signed to me. I get the bag. They get the bag.
Lindsay's like, shut up and just play the song. And she was right. So let's do one of your picks, Lindsay.
Yep.
Curtain Court. So Kurt Vile and Courtney Barnett recorded an album. I forget what the title is, but it's gross.
Lot of Sea Lice.
Ugh, right? Ew.
Don't you love it?
Lot of Sea Lice. No thanks. but anyway, so yeah, so well, you talk about it. So it's your selection.
Yeah. I love these two artists, and I think it's really cool that they did a collaborative album. They're going on tour together. And in all honesty, it was really hard to pick one song because the album does sort of sound all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the tracks seep into one another. They have the same tone throughout. But the reason that I did pick this is because I think a lot of the songs, it's
the song is Out of the Woodwork, yes, that we're talking about.
And this one stood out to me just because a lot of the other ones, it's pretty apparent to me, like, these are two very separate artists doing a song together, but they're keeping their differences in it, you know? Like, they stuck to their separate parts. And on this one, it really sounds the most collaborative in mm-hmm. terms of their harmonies. And they just sound great together. And, like, they do, as separate artists, have very similar sounds, so it makes sense that they would do this album together. It's sort of, like, woodsy rock, kind of country a little bit. So, yeah. Would you like me to go on?
It's
must hear.
It's must hear.
Yeah, no, this so is a must hear.
Yeah. Jason and I were talking about this earlier. I like Kurt Vile when he started out, and then I got like kind of just not like I don't like him now, but I lost interest because a lot of it ends up sounding the same to me as the albums wear on. And I know it's super early in Courtney Barnett's career, but I found her last album was just so dynamic, and like the songs really like punch you, and the lyrics grab you. In a really exciting way that a lot of rock, especially these days, I feel like doesn't really bother to do. They kind of are a little more hazy, a little more drugged out. And to me, this is definitely more in that kind of like drugged out rock like vein. That
he kind of brings her down a little bit.
Yeah. There's a little, like, an exhausted feel to it.
Yeah.
Like, they don't sound... There's not a lot of energy, even while they're playing with energy.
This is very easy listening. Like, soft rock, for sure.
Not about soft rock, but definitely, like, kind of like Meat Puppets, like, world weariness. Mm. I don't know. I want to listen to the album. I really don't know how I'm feeling about it. It definitely, like, brought me down in a way that I was like,
you're welcome.
Joe.
Yeah, exactly. That's
after you got the bag, you just a little exhausted. It's a heavy bag. I'm kind of with Joe. I would love to see Courtney bring Kurt more into her world and less of the other way around. I don't really have anything else to add. I the Courtney Barnett album is just like unbelievable still.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I mean, I'm excited. I want to go see them live. Like, I think it'll be a really fantastic live show.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, I need to dig into the album a bit more. By dig in, I mean listen to the full thing once.
Just
really?
Once, yeah.
No, I mean, I was. I'm still excited to listen to it. I just, like this one song was just kind of like, I don't know. We'll see. It's good, but
maybe you'll have a different fave.
I might. Maybe
just
it'll grow
as a whole,
on me.
Like for indie rock fans, it's cool that these two paired up.
Yes, it is kind of like a real, I don't want to say like titans, but like certainly of like the nascent, like might one day be legends, you know, like this is a very cool pairing.
Yeah.
I think that's a little bit of an overstatement, but I'll roll with it. But I'll roll with it. I would say the three of us might someday be legends, if not already.
Well on our way.
Yeah. I mean, they might be like kind of like cult legends, I guess is what I mean. But you know, whatever.
Sure.
We'll see. Okay, so let's listen to it. Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile, Out of the Woodwork, from the album Lot of Sea Lice.
Ooh.
was New Curtin Courtney. Next and absolutely most importantly,
yes,
is one of my picks,
oh,
and it's
boy.
Saint Vincent.
I'll see you guys later.
I love Saint Vincent.
The two of us can handle this
All
one.
All right, guys.
I'm so excited that there's a new Saint Vincent album. Her last album, the self-titled, her fourth, my favorite album of that year.
Mm-hmm.
I've only listened to this new one in full, I think, two or three times. Well, I shouldn't say only. I say only because I'm just a big St. Vincent fan, but like,
yeah.
I already love it. It's definitely one of my favorites of the year. Like, it's just so fantastic. Yeah. She's just so interesting. I feel like now I'm just like bubbling, but
yeah,
like,
a little bit.
Go
whatever.
Off.
Let's
go
talk
off,
about the
Joe.
Song. So the song it's Pills is the one I'm I chose.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of centered around this insanely catchy, like, commercial jingle, you know, extolling the virtues of pills in a way that's, you know, very satirical and tongue-in-cheek. I interviewed her over the phone a couple weeks ago, which I was
Woo-hoo.
Super excited about. And I asked her about this because I was just curious, you know, it was like, you know, the song kind of, you know, it's making fun of, like, people popping pills for every minor malady in their lives. So I was just kind of curious, like, is she one of those, like, anti-pill people? Quite the opposite. She's, you know, like, fully owns up to the benefits of, you know, medicating yourself for anxiety and depression and all these things, which I was glad to hear, because I, you know, I do think those things, like, really kind of help to center people, like, sometimes bring you back to your best self in a way when the brain chemistry runs amok.
Yeah.
But she was just, you know, like, she has a nuanced view on it. She's like, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's important, and, you know, that's part of my life. But then there is the element where sometimes you use it as a crutch. I'm paraphrasing. She did not use that. But, you know, like, when you start turning to it as, like, to wake up, to go to sleep, to, like, literally everything. And the production is great. There's kind of, like, this twinkling, fun quality to it. She has her fierce fuzz guitar cuts in, and then there's some of those muted horns that she played around with on the last album. And then it veers off into kind of, like, a separate song entirely, sort of like an atmospheric, like, spiritualized sort of thing. Which is just, like, I think what she does so well is she, like, covers a lot of sonic territory while making something, like, super catchy. Like, it's also just really fun to listen to. Like,
yeah.
It bounces around in your head.
It is very bouncy.
You do not, like, this is not, like, a chore to listen to in a way that a lot of more, I guess, experimental rock can be, but it still kind of falls into that, like, art rock territory. So I'm all about this, but before we get to the hater, let's talk to another fan.
Yes,
Lindsay.
I'm here.
So what did you think of it?
I agree. I love the album. I'm a huge fan. This song, this might be a bit of a stretch, but I just, because I read it as more of like a darker undertone, like over-medicating to a point.
Yeah. I mean, it is about that, definitely.
I mean, I kind of can compare it in my mind to Creature Comfort from Arcade Fire. I just like, I keep seeing these bands like touch on this territory in a way it sort of like flips it on its head. Like, this is a song about taking a bunch of pills, but it's super like fun and bouncy, like we just said, you know? Creature Comfort is the same thing.
That's a good point.
And then there's also the Theory of a Dead Man song, RX Medicate right now, which is also about like overuse of pills. So I don't know. I just think it's interesting that it's sort of like seeping into music right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, off of that, big fan of the album. And I really want to point out in Sugar Boy, the song, did you pick up? She like samples herself. The Los Angeles guitar riff.
Oh, really?
Is in that song.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that's one of my favorites off of it.
Right, and then there's the song Happy Birthday, Johnny.
So good.
A continuation of Prince Johnny from the last album.
Some mysterious Johnny, who apparently we all have one, as she says.
Right, yeah. What she told it to Billboard in the interview. You can find it on Billboard.com.
Wow. I didn't know that you spoke to her.
You didn't hear? That was one of, all right.
I was not around that day. I don't know.
Maybe you weren't around that day.
Yeah.
You spent the rest of the day crying. I'm sure you were.
That's true.
I'm so happy. So I'm going to shock you guys.
You don't like it.
You do like it.
I actually kind of like this song.
Yes.
Yeah. This is what
I
actually kind of enjoyed. No, I actually kind of like this one. You know why? So here's the thing. You guys make fun of me because I'm a big St. Vincent hater. I do not hate St. Vincent. I think that I think she's awesome. I think that she is
trying to get on good terms with her now.
That might be true. I'm jealous that Joe talked to her. But I think that she's awesome. I've seen her live a bunch of times.
Yeah.
I think that she's incredibly talented. My issue with her, as I've always said, is I don't hear the songs. Like I want for all of the praise that is heaped upon her. And look, I'm in the minority when I say, like, people love St. Vincent. And it's awesome to have, like, a female artist who's just dominating rock music. Like, she's on the cutting edge of rock music. That's awesome. I couldn't be more supportive of that. I don't hear the songs. Like, I just don't. And, like, this, when I heard Pills, I was like, okay, like, this is what I'm kind of talking about, where it's like,
I'm not it's just, pretty pop, I guess. Yeah, that's
and,
why.
And it's not even about it being pop, but like, it's memorable and also authentic in a way that, like, I've been searching through her music to find.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm pro Pills. What can I say? What can I say?
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, I like this one.
Do you like it enough that you will listen to the rest of the album?
Do it.
Sure. Sure.
We're going to check on that.
We're going to make sure that happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, we're more or less in agreement, although we might be varying degrees of love for this. But
the two of us love it enough.
We love it enough for three. All right. Well, let's pop Pills. That was bad. All right. Let's just listen to Pills then. So St. Vincent, Pills from new album Mass Seduction. I heard the tales, fortune and blame, tigers and wolves, defamed by fame, from the chains to the reins to the vein to the
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, that was the new St. Vincent. What else do we got here? Let's do a visitor to the office today.
Yeah!
So,
Lindsay Havens' debut single.
Yep.
No, we were talking about Dagny.
Talking about Dagny. Song is Love You Like That. So, as always, not as always, but someone came over in the office today at this, was she Norwegian?
Norwegian, yes.
Norwegian blonde, and was like, oh, Jason, hi,
yep.
I love you, you're
I
great.
I saw this happen.
And I was just like, I was not surprised at all. And then, you know, he explained who it was. He's like, oh, it's this really good Norwegian pop singer. And I was like, wait, so you're telling me there's a Scandinavian pop singer that you like?
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally off,
shocking,
off-brand
right?
for Jason.
Yeah. I know.
Very strange.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is like this, it's like the most predictable thing that I really love Dagny. Like, that's like a thing, like a very, like, you know, I don't want to say obscure, but she's very, like, very new
I
to the
yeah.
U.S. Scandinavian pop singer songwriter. But this song's so good. Like, this song came out on New Music Friday. And it's funny because a couple months ago she put out a single called Wearing Nothing that I really love. And it's funny because it kind of has the inverse effect of Love You Like That, where Wearing Nothing is just kind of like, it kind of glides along and it has a cool hook, but it's like, it's almost like a breezy, like muted, it just kind of like weaves in and out. Whereas Love You Like That, the new one, is like everything stops and amplifies for the chorus here. And it's just like, it's like a wallop, and I just love it. Like, it's a great pop song, and I've already listened to it a bunch. And Dagny, I hope she happens.
Dagny, I love the name. It's just like
it's like Dagny. A mix of like Dagger Me, Drag Me,
Digby,
Yeah, a bunch of things.
I don't know. It makes me think of like...
Drag me. I like that.
That's what I keep thinking of. But I also think of a dagger, so...
Yeah.
I feel like it would be like a Harry Potter thing.
Dagny.
I don't know. Dagny.
Yeah.
Maybe. Mr. Dagny.
Yeah, Mr. Dagny.
Professor Dagny class. To you.
Yeah. Right, Professor. Excuse me.
Well, what did you guys think?
It's a good song. I feel like you could cut and paste what I've said about previous
Scandinavian pop singer songwriters. That's fair.
No, I really did like it. I like how it starts off pretty bare, and that's how I expected it to stay, in all honesty. So I was very into that. I was expecting a mellow moment.
Okay.
But mm-hmm. What's the
mother, help me. Yeah, I can't
mother
move.
Help me. as soon as like the beat really picked up.
Explain that. Long story short, was talking about Katy Perry's new album with a friend. This was months ago, and I think maybe like a 13-year-old boy or something stopped us on the street and was like, "Oh, you got the new Katy Perry? I love it." And he's like, "I was listening to the song Roulette," and I was like, "Mother, help me. I can't move."
Yeah. What?
Because that was his way of saying, like, I love it, and I couldn't move with how good it was.
Oh, wow.
This is a great... Yeah. I don't actually know who this kid was. We just talked about Katy Perry for 2 minutes,
like, whining
and then
story.
Move on. But so I've been saying, "Mother, help me. I can't move," a lot.
Yeah. Wow.
And I am now trying to use it in my own life. But anyway, that's how I felt when the beat kicked in.
Nice.
Because I didn't expect that.
All right. Well.
Yes, I enjoyed it.
Wow, that's really strange. Joe, what do you think?
I liked it. Yeah, I mean, I would say it's definitely like I don't know. Like, if I was listening to this on a playlist, I don't know if it would have jumped out to me.
That's fair.
But I do like, I think this, it kind of occupies that space, which is, I don't want to say popular, but pretty effective these days in kind of getting some attention, which is like half anthemic, half indie. Like, mm-hmm. like you said, like the verse, like kind of have that like indie thing. The indie thing, I can't believe I just said that. But you know, like a little more laid back, a little more mellow. But then the anthemic verse is very like, you know, a little more like Bleachers-ish in a way. So, and that stuff does well, and that stuff seems to cross over. I don't know if I love it, but I like it, definitely. Yeah. Like, I like it enough that I'd be like, if I see, like, a new Dagny song a couple weeks from now, I'd be like, all right, I'll check that out.
Wow. Cool, man.
So I'm on the Dagny train.
You're in Dagny Hive.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's go.
You know where you are? You're in Dagny Hive. I don't know. Anyways.
Let's listen to it.
Yeah. Dagny, love you like that. I 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 love you like that. Say you got the real thing when nothing else matters. I love you like that. I love you like that. I love you like that. I love you. I love you. I love you like that. All I wanna say is I got the real thing and nothing else matters. I love you like that. I love you like that. I love you like that. I love you. I love you. I love you like that. All right, next and. Most certainly not last. Lindsay Haven's pick, Kiara Wishlist.
Yep.
And so this is the singer of Gold who broke through.
Can I just very quickly point out that you said next but certainly not last when you wanted to say last but certainly not least?
You know what? My mom does that. She always flips those.
I was wondering that because I'm like, this is the last one though. Yeah,
that's what I was like. Is there another one?
Growing up, my mom would always flip those kind of sayings.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, why do you do, like, in my head, I was like, why do you do that?
Like, the
and
green now, is like, always grasser.
Now, exactly. Now, are. As an adult, I do the same. Exactly. The grass.
the green is always grasser.
I can't. I don't know what happens. Yeah. Anyways. So let's just pretend that didn't happen.
Okay.
Okay, so it's Lindsay. It was your pick. Why don't you chat it up?
As you said, this is the singer of Gold, the 2015 song that did very well, and it's one of my favorite songs. It's super catchy.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Like a underrated favorite song, like top 50.
All right.
But still, it's up there.
Wow. Walked that back very quickly, but no, I like Gold.
I'd say top 50 is pretty exclusive. Like, there's a lot of songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so catchy. I love it. I've listened to it a lot. So I'm happy to hear something else from her because I think the most recent thing she did was the Linkin Park song, Heavy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Which I think we actually might have talked about in this podcast.
We definitely talked about the album.
Love that song.
Yeah, it's a great song. And I saw like her momentarily at Panorama. She did a Chester Bennington tribute. Mm-hmm. She was really great live. So, yeah, I'm a fan of this song. I think it's really surprising that she put strings on it. They're pretty evident in the beginning, and then they sort of seep into the background. But that is one of those moments where it's like, on an electronic dance song like this, I always look for something that is trying to help it stand out. And that does that for me.
Yeah, so, I think.
Is there an album coming out? That's my question. I would think so, but.
Probably not this year, but hopefully
yeah,
soon.
But on its way.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
It doesn't matter. Nothing. No. Great.
I feel really good about myself now.
No, like kind of like what you were saying. I think, yeah, there's a lot of like musically interesting things going on here. There's a lot of kind of like layering things to like make it more interesting than just kind of your average like dance singer songwriter track. There's production wise, there's a lot of like small things like layered over each other and going on. So like there's just, you know, you can like, it can exist in sort of the background while you listen to it, or if you pay close attention, like there's a lot to enjoy and like get out of it. So yeah, I really liked it.
Jason,
I really liked it too. Like I was actually surprised by how much I liked it. Even though I did enjoy Gold, it's like, it's definitely a different feel for her.
It is.
And I think that, yeah, I just think it's like a really well constructed song. I don't know who produced it, and I asked the person who sent it over to me, but I do not know. I guess we'll find out soon enough.
TBD.
But I really like the production. I really like her delivery.
Yeah, me too.
Kiara. I root for Kiara. That'd be cool. Blew up. So.
Yeah, I'm hoping for that.
Yeah, no, I agree with what you said too, Jason. Like, I listened to it and I liked it a lot more than I thought I would.
Yeah.
So, because usually I'm like, ugh, a Lindsay pick? What is this?
I know.
No, it's cool. So,
Made it through this week.
Yeah. Just squeaked by. All right, well, let's listen to it. So, Kiara, Wishlist, and here it is. I love the taste of fear and take away. Your beauty keeps me pushing through the poison. These bitches think the shit is just a game. All right, well, that is all we got for this pod.
Wow.
What else? Do we have anything coming up? So the next record release is the 20th. I feel like there's something big that week. Maybe.
Definitely the Bully album. I know that's
Oh, is
you're
the
thinking.
Bully album coming out?
Yeah, I'm actually very excited
I'm listen
for
to that.
That
this weekend.
Yeah, it's streaming right now.
Cool.
I've listened to some of it.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
You got Sam Smith coming up.
Not
that far away from our girl Taylor.
I know. Yeah. I'm very interested to see what that's going to be like after those first two songs.
Yeah, I'm pumped. It's Q4.
Mm-hmm. Got some big ones coming up. Yeah. And could there be an Eminem album?
Who knows?
Yeah. All right. Well, if you have any recommendations for stuff coming up that you think we should listen to or chat about, tweet us. And as always, thank you very, very much for listening.
Bye,
guys.
And
have a good one.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.